I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
To me, nothing. Actions mean everything. Watch this. Watch it very closely. Ask a lot of questions. Focus those cameras on everything that's going on, because this president is trying to lead us into what could be called a civil war.
That woman is totally unhinged, and she's got so many around her that replicate her words and believe everything she said. Congresswoman Maxine Waters. That Trump is trying to lead us into a modern-day civil war. You know what she's basing that on? Because he's putting National Guard boots on the ground in D.C. He has the authority to do that. He has the authority also to federalize the Washington, D.C. police for at least 30 days. And then he says already that we're going to need more than 30 days to clean up this crime you've got in this place. And it's gotten so bad that even Democrats are saying, thank God they're here. But they don't want to really say it out loud. They don't, because they're afraid they'll be ostracized by their own. So then you get Congresswoman Maxine Waters coming in saying, watch this. Make sure you get your cameras on it. Watch everything this man does. He will try to start a civil war. They are playing the race card again. They're not acknowledging that many, if not most, of the victims of crime in D.C. are minorities. There are occasions where some folks travel into D.C. for some business or meeting. They might be white suburban from Georgia or Florida or Texas, and they get assaulted and attacked. And yeah, it makes the news. But the daily continual assault upon the residents of D.C. gets very little attention. And even when the police are called, it's often covered up. And they don't bother putting it into their stats report to the FBI. That's why they're trying to say, we're not as bad as you say we are. Yes, you are. We're going to get into this in more detail, but I'm sorry. I'm on the verge of losing it with a congresswoman again bringing in the race card and trying to claim that Trump is going to start civil war. I'm holding and biting my tongue, but I'll tell you this. You keep talking like that, you're going to start the civil war. Thanks for joining us. Hour number one, Larry Connors, USA, August 14, 2025. And reminding you, with Larry Connors USA, you are going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You will know more at the end of this hour than you know right now. We stack the program with a lot of information. If you're capable, be ready to take notes. Otherwise, you can always pull up the podcast later. And let me remind you, when we're on the air for you right now, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. How do you do that? You go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook or Twitter, Larry Connors USA, Rumble, or Facebook. And everything later will be put up as a podcast at News Talk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, and Larry Connors USA Facebook. And if you watch or listen at a later point, please share it with others. Send it to your family and friends outside our area. And reminding them that if they have a phone, which you know they do, they can download the News Talk STL app for free, and they can listen from wherever they are. They open it up, they push a couple of buttons, and they're listening to the program that is on the air at that very moment. So for wherever they are, they could start listening right now to Larry Connors USA by simply pushing a couple of buttons on our News Talk STL app. And of course, we continue to get great coverage out of Israel. From Speaker Tim Jones and Christopher Arps, they've been doing a great job. They did it again yesterday, doing their program live from Israel. Let me give you a preview of what's going to come up later in the second hour. That's where we will focus on the Trump-Putin summit that's still scheduled for Friday. There's a lot of ground shaking going on and a lot of people quivering and a lot of people getting anxious and a lot of people getting demanding. But right now, everything is still on schedule. Now, let's go back to this issue we're dealing with in D.C. right now, the crime. That is why Trump stepped in to do it, because they have not been doing it effectively. And in the beginning, when he said he was going to send in the National Guard, D.C. Mayor Bowser admitted, of course, she has to, he has the authority to do that. D.C. is under federal control. It is not a state. They do their own elections and things of that nature, but ultimately, it's federally controlled. So she was admitting what is a fact. And she also was suggesting it's a good idea, maybe. Maybe. But she since began to back off. And I told you it probably happened. The backlash she is getting inside her own party. You should be castigating Trump, not praising him for what he's doing. And then you get this member of the D.C. City Council.
Sending in National Guards to our city who are untrained in our local laws, don't understand our neighborhoods and our challenges, is undermining to public safety, to our police department that has worked tirelessly to build up trust and collaboration with communities across DC to drive down violent crime. If there is somebody coming through your neighborhood who you have never seen before, is rolling through in military material and uniform with a tank, that is not necessarily going to be someone that you are trusting to communicate information to about a crime that you saw on your block. They're also not trained in our local laws the way that our Metropolitan Police Department are. And so while I'm a big believer that we need to bolster the size of our force, just having National Guard support come in without clear direction of what they're doing is not useful and can be harmful.
Yeah, if you see the tank rolling down the street, you might not be wanting to go tell them about some crime in your neighborhood. They're not rolling tanks down the streets. They have National Guard troops. They have been trained on how to handle civil disrest as well as civil disaster. This city councilwoman saying we could have hundreds of National Guardsmen going through the streets who are not trained for this. Well, of course, you could have hundreds of police officers across the nation who are not properly trained, or they do not do what they should do in their training. This is, again, just another effort to, what can we do to demonize this? How about thinking about protecting your own people? So an NPR reporter decided to go out and get a good handle on what's going on, and he went into one of the poorest sections of D.C.,
This is among the poorest areas of the city. Vast majority of the population is black. And also the D.C. police say this is part of an area with among the highest crime, violent crime rates in the city. But unlike U Street, people in Congress Heights said crime is a really big problem there. Shootings, robbery, burglaries. In fact, some say crime is worse than the statistics show because many say have given up reporting to police because they feel a lot of crimes go unpunished.
That's right. They don't think anybody's being punished. They're not reporting. And on top of that, the cities, the blue cities, blue counties, blue states have been juggling their crime figures, not reporting some of them because we don't want to look that bad. If they can take a classification that might be a felony and drop it down one level, well, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. The girl didn't get killed. Oh, she got raped, but she didn't get killed. It's not that bad. Is that what you're trying to tell me? You want to tell that to that young woman? Now, on the plus side, and I want to point this out, the CNN senior legal analyst, Ellie Honig, says D.C. is dangerous.
I've worked extensively with police, and I don't have a problem tactically with what Donald Trump is doing here. He doesn't have to be the most dangerous place on earth. Something can be improving, but still really bad. If your house is on fire and then a third of the fire goes out, it's less bad, but it could still be an emergency. I work in DC. It is dangerous there. You cannot deny that. And a common police tactic is to surge resources. I've been part, we call them task forces. They're applauded across the board, across the political board. I've done it in New Jersey, I've done it in New York. You take the FBI, you team them up with the Newark PD, what have you, you make a visible presence. Now, is some of it for appearance and show? Yes, because what it does is A, it assures people, it gives people a bit of confidence and security, and B, it deters people from committing crime. So it's not going to hurt, and this is a situation that needs to be improved.
Boom. Boom. There he is right there on CNN admitting D.C.'s a dangerous place, and even if just having the troops on the street deters crime, the bottom line is you're getting an improvement. We'll get into this more in our next hour as well. We are, of course, waiting for when is A.G. Bondi going to start filing charges on those involved in the Russiagate hoax? Who? When? All that's yet to be decided.
Welcome back. The director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, declassifying damning emails yesterday showing how former DNI James Clapper directed officials to rush through normal procedures to release a highly politicized intelligence report about the 2016 election. His team even raised concerns about there not being enough time to be, quote, absolutely confident that Russia plotted to change the outcome of the election. But Clapper went further. He even invoked the adage, well, that's our story and we're sticking to it. Gabbard writing this, the decision to compromise standards and violate protocols in the creation of the 2017 manufactured intelligence assessment was deliberate and came from the very top.
Came from the very top. In our next segment, we're going to focus on Clapper in particular on this very issue. But back in 2019, when he was a member of the legislature, John Ratcliffe, now our CIA director, laid out for Maria and her audience what was happening.
The Democrats have made the mistake of staking the credibility of all this on Adam Schiff, the person that they put in charge of this investigation. Turns out is the one that helped start it by meeting with a person who walked out of Adam Schiff's office and became the whistleblower. And at the very same time that that's happening, as you mentioned, now there's an inspector general report that comes out that says during the last impeachment hoax, the Trump-Russia one, Adam Schiff repeatedly made false statements to the American people about the FBI's actions.
You know, Adam Schiff was certainly out and about a lot throughout the last 3 years saying that there is collusion in plain sight. And now we get the IG report and we actually see the misconduct and what they call errors, fraud, whatever you want to call it. What is your reaction to what you learned from Michael Horowitz?
It wasn't just that Adam Schiff was out and about. He put out a report that said there was no FISA abuse by the FBI. That was false. He said that the FBI didn't fail to turn over exculpatory information. That was false. He said that the Steele dossier was not a central part of the FISA applications against Carter Page. That was false.
False translates to a lie. A lie. And often done under sworn testimony, which amounts to perjury. Now, they want to believe that the statute of limitations for the perjury they might have committed was only 5 years, so we're past that point. But if it's an ongoing event and they continue to claim exactly what they were saying then, you just keep moving the calendar. And Clapper and Brennan both wrote a piece that appeared in the New York Times, and I'm sure they were so proud of what they were doing, restating exactly what the lie was then and restating it as if it were fact today and we should accept it. So I think the clock started again when that article got published earlier this week or last week. But on top of that, if all of this effort is still underway, it's still a crime. The statute of limitations, the clock is still running. House Select Committee Chairman James Comer.
This is the opportunity that conservatives have been waiting for a long time. Now we have people like John Ratcliffe, who, along with Devin Nunes, have been saying this was what was taking place for a long time. Now, with access to the National Archives, we have the evidence in the form of emails to prove this is what's happening. It's up to Pam Bondi now to take this evidence and hold people accountable. And if for whatever reason, people like Adam Schiff and Clapper and Comey and Christopher Wray, if they get by with what they've done and are never held accountable, I think there's going to be a lot of disappointment among conservatives, because we've sat back and we've watched this happen over the last five to eight years, and nothing's happened. Now the evidence is clear. It's time to hold people accountable. It's my understanding, Maria, that there are grand jury deliberations taking place. It's my understanding that the Department of Justice is serious about taking this evidence that's emerged and holding these people accountable. And I certainly hope that's what happened.
I do, too. We all do. And he is correct. Even though it's a Trump administration and Pam Bondi is his AG, and we've got Patel as the FBI director and his deputy director, Dan Bongino, and we got John Ratcliffe with the CIA and Tulsi Gabbard with the DNI, if we do not hold these people and put their feet into the fire and hold them responsible, then all of this has been for nothing, and we're not going to put up with it. We are not going to let it go. I don't see how they can. I mean, I think they damn well better be as committed as most of the American people are in transparency and getting the full truth. Now, for some of you, you're thinking, well, Larry, are you saying Trump will hold things back? I don't say that, but I am saying if we don't get everything out, that's wrong. Same thing with the Epstein case. I don't care where the chips fall. I want everything available. Well, it might be harmful to Trump. So be it. I want accountability. Don't you? Do you want to just wander through the desert absolutely lost? And was that done right or not? I mean, did we make a mistake? Did we get played? And there are those that are hoping it will go that way. And there may well be some, quote, Republicans feeling the same way. Make them rhinos, Republican in name only. And I know a lot of Democrats want it to go away. Every time they get a chance, they're going to distract and deflect. I told you we're going to take a closer look at what James Clapper had been doing. I'm going to rely primarily on a piece in The Federalist. It's an excellent story, and it lays out a lot of detail. That's coming up. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years that Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor, I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 314-644-4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life, without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day, must be another roofer in town. And John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. The Oak Street Inn and Lounge has some great news. The Speakeasy will now be open on Sundays, starting at 2. Open to the public. Great for those in the industry who want to enjoy a Sunday fun day. Plus, enjoy sushi and cocktails. What more could you want? You want to make sure you get the code. And how do you get the code to the Speakeasy? You go to the Facebook, Oak Street Inn and Lounge Facebook. I'll see you at Oak Street Inn and Lounge in Cottleville.
This is News Talk STL.
On a hippie trailhead full of zombies, I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under?
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. There is so much information out there showing how Clapper and Brennan and the Obama White House were constantly working to destroy Donald Trump, to keep him from becoming president the first time. And then when he got in, even a month before the inauguration, what can we do to destroy his presidency before he even takes the oath of office? Director of National Intel Tulsi Gabbard is now going after her predecessor, and she's relying on an email exchange showing a discussion at that time between then Department of National Intel, Director of National Intel, James Clapper, and the then National Security Agency Director, Mike Rogers. And again, this is where the NSA director said, we need more time to renew the information before we give a report to President Obama about Russia's hacking of the Democrat National Committee. That's what they were looking at that point. This took place in December 2016, the month, not even a full month, after Trump had won election the first time. Clapper said, hey, I understand. I understand, Mike. You've got some concerns, but the intelligence community doesn't have the luxury of time, and the draft we're working on would need to be a team sport. Get on board, baby. The release coming as Gabbard is, I kind of manufactured some of the language and some of the narrative. Shame on me, but that's the way I see it. All this release comes as Gabbard has declassified a number of records about the 2016 elections, and certainly depends on the Trump administration release files also related to Jeffrey Epstein. But these emails show again that the director, Mike Rogers, and your James Comer referred to this earlier, reached out to Clapper relaying his concerns that we don't have enough time. He said, and this is in an email, these guys are stupid enough to put this stuff in email and forms where it can be discovered later. You know why they did it? Because they didn't think anybody would ever look. And then nobody would be in a position to look. Here's what he wrote. This is direct from his email he sent, Rogers sent to Clapper. I know this activity is on a fast track. And let me take a moment to tell you, I'm reading his email. I'm putting my inflection into it, but I kind of think I'm reflecting what he's doing as well. Here we go again. I know that this activity, the activity to pin all this on Trump and Russiagate, I know this activity is on a fast track and that folks have been working hard to put together a product that can be provided to the president, Obama. However, I wanted to reach out to you directly to let you know of some concerns I have with what I'm hearing from my folks. given the expedited nature of this activity, my folks aren't fully comfortable saying they've had enough time to review all the intelligence to be absolutely confident in their assessments. He is telling Clapper, my own intel agents that I have working on this say we don't see what Clapper wants us to see because it's not there. But he continued, to be clear, I'm not saying that we disagree substantively. In other words, he covered my arse a little bit here. But I do want to make sure that when we are asked in the future whether we can absolutely stand behind the paper, that we don't have any reason to hesitate because of the process. I know that you, Clapper, agree that this is something we need to be 100% comfortable with before we present it to President Obama. We have one chance to get it right. It's critical we do so. He nailed it. I mean, he nailed it on the fact that there's a lot of concern about how it's being done shoddily. We're building on sand, and the waves are going to be coming in. Are we going to be able to stand together on it? And saying we need to be 100% comfortable, and I know that you agree with that. Clapper actually didn't agree with it. He didn't. Clapper's response to the rest of the intelligence community as a whole. Now, let me add this first. Roger said, to the extent the NSA, the National Security Agency, would could be considered a co-author on this very product that he says we have problems with, saying that I'd like to see the underlying intelligence directly, but add that, quote, if your intent, you Clapper, if your intent is to create a CIA-only or CIA-FBI-authored product, then I will stand down. We don't put our name on it, but you go and do what you and the FBI want to do, but do not include us. Clapper said, I want consensus among the various intel agencies. And he said time was not an option, as the intel community was working to deliver a report to Obama less than a month before the inauguration. This was in December. This was the presidential daily briefing that Obama saw, and it didn't have it in there what he wanted. And he said, go back and do it again. It's like the kid turning in his paper to the teacher. And the teacher says, no, redo it. And then Clapper, smart as he is, answered in an email that is now being released by Tulsi Gabbard. It is essential that we, CIA, INSAT, BIOL, DNI, all of us, be on the same page when we are supportive of the report in the highest tradition of that's our story and we're sticking to it. Those are his exact words in the first draft of a report that circulated for review. Facts be damned. This is our story. We're sticking to it. That's inside what Tulsi Gabbard has been releasing. I mentioned earlier the Federalist piece that's out that's doing an excellent job talking again about how all of this shows how the key judgment that the interference of Russia supposedly being involved was designed strictly to, quote, help President-elect Trump's election chances was based on weak and uncorroborated intel. It was known by Obama's intel chiefs. It was known by CIA Director John Brennan. It was known by Clapper, but they were still insisting, that's our story, we're going to stick with it. You catch your child and you say, did you get into the cookie jar? No, I didn't. Well, there are cookies missing, and there are cookie crumbs all around on the counter. No, I didn't do it. My brother did. I didn't do it. So you had nothing to do. You weren't anywhere. I was not even in the kitchen, Mama. I didn't do it. And start crying. Just say, why are you blaming me? It might be because of all the chocolate chips on your teeth and on your mouth and your lips. But every time somebody tried to raise some concern, like Roger saying, I have concerns about this fast track nature. He said, I asked my team if they had sufficient access to underlying intel, sufficient time to review it. My team on our level say, we're trying to ensure we have the opportunity, but I'm concerned given the expedited nature, we're not fully comfortable. We have not had the time to look at the facts. Facts? They're your facts. Put them in the circular file and go with my story. It's our story, and we're sticking with it. That's the attitude they were getting. And again, maybe I'm beating the drum too loudly too often, but I don't think so. I think it's got to be sounded over and over again. If Trump had not been reelected, all of this stuff would never have come to the surface. Never. But now, all of this stuff that they put down even in emails, assuming no one was ever going to see it, it couldn't be used against them, it's floating to the top like dead fish, belly up, no longer even gulping for air because they're dead in the water. And they know it. So what can they do? Deflect, distract, whatever they can do. Go after Trump. Trump's trying to start, as Maxine Waters said, maybe another civil war. Do whatever we can to paint Trump in the bad picture. Talk about how bad the economy is. Oh, we can't do that. We can't do that because it's actually doing better and better. In fact, we will deal with that fact of the economy with White House spokeswoman Leavitt, and also how even CNN is amazed things are looking as great as they are. How the hell did that happen? That would be Donald Trump making America great again.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I can tell you how to get a free quick quiz to see how artificial intelligence can boost your company's potential. You go to priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. St. Louis Business Magazine listing PRI as one of the leading IT companies, and PRI has its own AI lab to develop what your business needs. priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport? And be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more five-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation, rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson, superior products, exceptional service.
Hey,
Hey, if you're 50 or older, you do not want to take any risk with your money. In fact, you want Leslie Consulting. My friend Bob Leslie can show you a gain and retain plan. It means that you never lose. Plus, you get up to a 20% bonus on day one. Leslie Consulting, a leader in brokerage and risk management. 314-721-0066. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
In January, when this president showed up to the White House, the six-month annualized core inflation rate was 3.7%. Today, 6 months later, the six-month annualized core inflation rate is 2.4%. So we are trending in the right direction. Moving forward, since President Trump took office, for another 6 months, inflation will be tracking at 1.9%. At this trajectory, you look at grocery prices, they fell, energy prices fell, fuel oil fell, ship fares fell, propane fell, butter, margarine, eggs, non-prescription drugs. You go through the list of items that are falling. And then I would also point to that report this morning showing that small business optimism has reached a five-month high. So look, we inherited an economic mess from the previous administration, but this administration is focused on fixing it every day. And part of that is signing the largest tax cuts into law to put more money back into the pockets of these small business owners.
And that is a very big thing. The very fact that they extended the tax cuts Trump originally put in place is big. It's going to be more to you than you think. And as we continue to move forward with Trump's plans with the tariffs, some are going to be crying. It's hurting us. It's hurting us. And there might be some pain. It kind of be like the nurse telling the kid, this might pinch a bit, but it's not going to kill you. You'll be fine. You can find economists to argue these points on either side. I mean, that's just standard. And they all claim they have the figures, and they know, they know. Yesterday, I'm not even looking at today's numbers. I'm just talking about yesterday. You know what the Dow Jones closed at? Above 400 points. Went up 400 yesterday. So I'm not even going to bother talking about today, but it started off today down. Where's it going to go tomorrow? Up, down, where's it going to start? They just can't stand success for American people. And that means Americans, those who are true Americans or have become naturalized Americans, and they're trying to do the best they can for themselves and their family. Not resorting to crime, not going out carjacking. And they still, which by the way, even carjackers have to buy groceries unless they break into a grocery store and steal, which that happens as well from time to time. And you got the bread, but where's the peanut butter? Go back in and get some of that. But here's the clue of how effective Trump is being. Forget what the White House spokeswoman Carolyn Leavitt said. You don't believe her? You don't want to believe her? That's fine. You think she's blowing smoke? So be it. Riddle me this. Riddle me this. How does a report from CNN and then stack up to, are we doing better or not?
What are you seeing? A tamer inflation report despite President Trump's tariffs. This is better than expected. Month over month, as you mentioned, up 0.2% on an annual basis, up 2.7% in July. That's also what we saw on an annual basis for the month of June. When you look at the key categories that we always look at, energy, food, and shelter, energy fell by 1.1%. That was largely driven because of gas prices falling in the month of July by 2%. 2.2%. Look at that food. I mean, this is where people spend their money, right? Food every single day. Food flat, 0%, and actually down at the grocery store by 0.1%. And then shelter, we always usually see an increase because that is what people are paying on rent. And we know that rents are rising. That is usually the biggest share of this report.
That's CNN saying everything's better than expected and continues to be better. There's got to be a fly in the ointment somewhere, right? Well, of course there are going to be some issues. Let me point you to one. Our neighbors to the north are having issues with China. The Communist Party of China imposed a 75.8% tariff on some Canadian goods, claiming that Canada was intentionally dumping this underpriced good into the Chinese market to hurt domestic farmers. We're talking about canola oils, canola seed. Now, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has had his tit-a-tat with Trump on tariffs as well. And the response to the Canadian government was to impose a 100% tariff on Chinese electric vehicles last year, because they felt China was dumping EVs into their state. So they turn around and, well, we'll dump oil back on you. I mean, here it goes, back and forth, back and forth. And yes, if you put those tariffs on and somebody wants to buy one of them, the costs are going to be higher. Is there any surprise to that? You should have no surprise to that extent. And here's something else you should not be surprised at, but I want to give you some time on it here. A New York Times opinion piece was published yesterday explaining how Obama's world operatives were starting to coalesce around Mandani. They've been in communication with his campaign behind the scenes. Again, this is a New York Times opinion piece linking to it, not quote facts, but an opinion piece. That Obama reportedly called Mandani after his Democrat primary victory in June, offering advice about the importance of governing and giving constituents optimism in dark times. Like when Obama was in office? Well, maybe he's a world-class master in that. This opinion piece is showing again the underlying support that exists for Mandani to go socialist for New York City. They won't say it out loud, but that's what it is, because it's just one step over closer to Marxism and just a hair from communism. There's a former top executive for George Soros and his Open Society Foundations between 2017 and 2020, Peter Gaspard. He's also apparently been involved in Ron Mandani's New York City mayoral campaign and also connecting Obama and his world with Mandani. What is the common denominator here? George Soros. So Gaspard, who has served in several high-profile political positions, including advising Obama during his 2008 campaign and serving as the Democrat National Committee Executive Director, and then being tapped as the Center for American Progress. They love coming up with names that sound optimistic and great, don't they? When it's 180 degrees from what it really is. The Center for American Progress. Rewrite that. Relabel it. Center for American Deprogress. So he has apparently been informally advising Mondani on the side. Say, come over here. I want to whisper something to you. And then again, started reaching out, even including Obama campaign architect David Axelrod. Again, this is the New York Times reporting this. I've got a commentary that ran today. My commentaries run three times a day. 7:30 in the Mike Ferguson Morning Show. 12:03, just as the Jamie Allman Show begins. And again, 3:30 inside the Tony Colombo Show. So you get three different opportunities to hear it. And the one today dealt with Mondani. And if the New Yorkers are going to go ahead and bite into the Big Apple like this guy wants to, they will come to regret. And as I point out in the commentary, you've been there. You've had buyer's remorse, haven't you? You bought something. It looked so bright and shiny. I got to have it. I got to have it. It's going to cost all. I got to have it. And you get it. Yeah. It's not as great as I thought it was. What are the odds I can get my money back? Pretty close to zero. You want to compare it to buying a new car right off the lot, brand new car. You don't drive 2 miles and you decide, I don't really like it. I thought I would, but I don't. So you drive it back. You're bringing back a used vehicle. You think they're going to give you the new car price in return, give you that money back? No. It is now considered, because it has been categorized as a sold vehicle, it's now going to be a used. It might be a premium used vehicle, but you're not going to get the full price you paid for it. Sucks to be you. Maybe that will be the new slogan for New York City. Sucks to be you. Live with it. Dems are in total disarray. They had considered, we will be the adults. We will take control of things. But they actually ended up, and Obama's partly to blame. And, of course, it really occurred after Trump had his first term. They opened the door and they let the progressives in, and they went wild. They ended up being the analogy of a bull in a china shop, wrecking everything, including their own party. Louisiana Senator John Kennedy has some thoughts on that point. His story when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
The Napoli heritage of fine dining continues with Napoli Kirkwood. Napoli Kirkwood, now open. So add that to Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. And don't forget about Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the district, Chesterfield Valley. All of those locations, plus now, open Napoli Kirkwood.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
There is a split in the Democratic Party. Unless you have the IQ of a meat thermometer, you can see that. On the one hand, you have the mainstream wing of the party. On the other side, you have the what I call the loon wing of the party. The loon wing is winning. They're fighting like cats in a bag, but the loon wing is winning. Nobody pays any attention to what Obama or Clinton or Pelosi or Schumer or Jeffrey says anymore. The leaders are Mr. Mondani and Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders. And yes, they're socialists, neo-socialists. They want government to control your life and tell you how to live it. It's hard to believe that anyone can fit that much stupid into their head, but they can't.
Yeah.
The defining characteristic of this group is contempt. To be a member of their club, you have to have contempt for America. Not gratitude, as you should, contempt. You have to believe that America was wicked when it was founded and that it's more wicked today.
He nailed it. contempt for our country. The very people that want to be yelling the loudest, like the so-called, I'm a high-profile actor. If I threaten to leave the USA, well, they'll turn around and make things my way. We don't give a, just don't let the door hit you on the way out. Jimmy Kimmel thinking about leaving the USA? Fine, go. With all the rest of your loonies, as Senator Kennedy called them. You're not that special. You're not that important. Americans are, and our nation is. But they want to troll you and say, you know, we might leave the country. Where are you going to go to get something as good as you got here? How about North Korea? Oh, and the reason I bring up North Korea, Putin has been apparently talking to the North Korean leader in advance of his meeting with Trump coming up Friday. We're going to get into more details of that in our next segment. So let me ask you this. What have you learned this hour that you didn't know when we began? Next hour is going to be another learning session. And in fact, when I have sponsors, they are often experts in their field. And I rely on them when it comes to some subjects. Finances for one. Robert Leslie, the Leslie Consulting Group, well-versed decades in financing everything from private to estates, and a plan that sounds to some can't be true. I can't explain it. Bob can, and he will when we come back. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. You and I might have something in common. Back pain. I can tell you where I go for help. Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help on Big Bend, just north of Highway 40. 314-644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details. Plus, gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check VincentsJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Question, are you looking to unlock the full potential of artificial intelligence for your business? I want you to meet my friends at PRI Global, named by the St. Louis Business Journal as a leading IT consulting firm. 25 years helping local and worldwide companies. PRI Global has a free survey to determine where your company stands in your AI journey. You simply go to priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. And I also have a phone number, so get ready to copy that number. And I'll remind you that PRI Global has its own AI lab, creating, adapting, developing, pushing the boundaries for what AI can do for you. Here's the number, 636-689-0545. 636-689-0545. Or visit priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai.
This is News Talk STL.